You're with Lori DuBose. I should have asked you off air. Sergeant now, isn't it?
It's Lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, Lieutenant Shane Nolte is here in place of Chief Hollinghead this morning for our monthly update from the Fairhope Police Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. What do you want to start with? How Coffee with a Cop went yesterday, and then we'll get to some of the call stats.
Yeah, Coffee with a Cop went really well yesterday. We went over these stats that I'll go over with y'all, as well as a few other things. One of them I kind of hold on to till we're going over the stats. But obviously, for some reason right now, we can't figure out why, but all of our fraud and identity thefts are going back up again. And even talking to them, you're hearing from them, hey, you know, we're getting more of the scam calls, things like that. So we're not sure what's kicking that back up. But I know just over the last few days, I've got the usual, your car warranty's out, you know, even some medical calls. There's one from Amazon that's going around right now that I got. So kind of be aware of that. That is going back around again.
And some of them seem legit, like a text or an email about mm-hmm. the package or this account. And it's hard to discern. What do you tell people?
If you haven't ordered anything or you don't see a problem with your account, you know, don't go by that call. Call Amazon themselves. Call one of the customer reps, somebody like that. Because the one that I got was my account had been used to purchase, and I don't remember the amount they said, it was around $900 or $1,000, a MacBook computer. And first of all, I don't have an Amazon account.
Mm. So, there's a clue.
So there's a clue. And a lot of times you do find out these people don't have this stuff, but they still give them their information to try to clear their name. So if you don't obviously have an account, then I would just hang up or just ignore it. If you do, call the actual company and talk to them.
Or log on and look at the order history at least. Yeah. Okay.
So that's some of the big stuff we went over. Aside from that, we had a new guy who came in from Atlanta and was telling them a little bit about his experience with the Citizens Academy up there. And quite a few of those in Coffee with a Cop have been through our Citizens Academy. So that was a lot of what was discussed yesterday and how much fun everybody had and what they learned through that academy, because the officers did really good with that program.
And aren't there plans to do that maybe quarterly or annually or
yes,
something?
Yes, ma'am. She does have a plan to do this at least once a year.
Okay.
You know, last we talked, it was probably going to be towards the fall of this year again. Mm-hmm. But there are plans for them to be done more.
And for those that don't know, Coffee with the Cop is the second Tuesday of each month, 9 a.m. at the Nick Center.
Correct.
And just an informal gathering to come literally have coffee, maybe some cookies or donuts, and just chat and express your concerns. Usually traffic is a big topic, speeding or traffic.
We do talk about traffic a lot. Obviously, they watch, you know, the social media pages and stuff. And they have questions about things that have happened. You know, they want to know about the traffic downtown. We talk about a lot of things during Coffee with a Cop. So if it's a concern to them, we do talk about it and try to figure a way to address it.
Okay. Very good. And what do you have to say about downtown and the corner of Fairhope Avenue and Church? From the police department perspective, how is that going?
It's going really well. We've had a few parking issues where people who obviously didn't understand what was going on would pull up and park in the area where they have to turn around and things like that. But aside from that, you know, people have handled it pretty well. They've been respectful, and things have gone pretty well down there.
Good, good. Okay. And now you want to get to the stats?
Yeah, let's go over a few of the reports that I kind of marked that were kind of important to me. But one of the reports that was done for the March, this is all March reports, was an assault or neglect of the elderly. A lot of these cases are financial, where, you know, a caretaker or a family member, you know, takes advantage of them financially or just doesn't really take care of them, you know, as far as their health goes and make sure, you know, they have the things that they need to have. So that could be a multitude of things. Generally, you find out it's financial because they will take their money, and, you know, it comes down to exploitation of the elderly is what you generally charge under. For the month of March, we had 14 domestics. The thefts have kind of gone back up. We're up to 11 reports, along with 6 shoplifting. So a total of 17 that you would classify under a theft. We had 4 vehicles stolen. When we say vehicle, a vehicle could be classified as a lot of things. I know we did have two tractors that were taken. That would come under that.
Two tractors were stolen.
Yes. That was...
It wasn't a prank?
No, ma'am.
Wow.
We had a crew that was going all over the county that were stealing equipment like that, trailers, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The investigators did get to the bottom of it. Those folks have been arrested and charged. Let's see. The ID and fraud reports, like I was just saying, a lot of that stuff's going back up. We had 16 of those for the month of March. So that shows you how much they've gone up. Generally, we have about half of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what you're talking about are the reports.
That's just reports.
And then in a minute, you're going to say the arrests.
Yes.
So, for instance, in the fraud ID theft, you've got 16 reports, but only
six arrests for
six arrests.
The month, right.
Some of those still under investigation.
Some of them are still under investigation. But what you find a lot, you know, in all honesty, with the frauds and the IDs, you know, the thefts, you find out that a lot of that's done from, you know, foreign countries, overseas, things like that. And it's kind of hard to track them back. And even if you do track them back, it's hard to charge somebody who's overseas because you can't get them back here and you got to figure out exactly who they are. So those are very hard cases once that information's given out. So that's why we ask that people not give out information and make contact with the company first.
Mm-hmm.
We had 47 drug reports that were done. And just to give you an idea with it, we'll go ahead and cross over. There were 46 arrests for that.
Whoa. What types of drugs are we seeing around here?
It could be anything, anything from marijuana to meth to, you know, heroin, which we haven't seen a whole lot of lately. It could be illegal prescription drugs, you know, that people are using in a way they shouldn't be, or they didn't prescribe to them, I should
mm-hmm.
say. So it could be a multitude of things. Failure to appear in court. We've had 42 reports for that over the last month, and that number stays high. And there were 42 arrests for that. So, you know, 42 reports, 42 arrests, obviously.
I've seen that number seems to consistently stay high.
It
stays
high.
To me.
Well, and a lot of what you find is laws have changed, and now you get where if they come into jail and they can't afford a bond after a certain period of time, they have to be given a signature bond. So there's really not a whole lot that's held over the head to come back to court. They're not losing money for not coming back is what...
An arrest warrant.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you come back in, you're not losing anything in court. So there's just a lot of them not come back.
Wow.
And then you find, too, that a lot of them are repeat offenders and it just doesn't bother them to go to jail. So it's hard to say.
Wow.
This one I wanted to kind of talk about because this was one of the big ones we talked about in Coffee with a Cop yesterday, and that's the burglary of vehicles.
And that's stealing things from vehicles.
Correct.
Vehicle theft means
taking
the vehicle.
The vehicle.
Okay, all right.
And the burglary of a vehicle where they went in and took things out of, there was eight of them for the month, which has gone back up. Of those eight, they were all unlocked. So we're at that situation where maybe if they were locked, we wouldn't have had mm-hmm. the situation we had. One of the questions that was asked yesterday was, were there any firearms involved? Yes, I do remember, you know, a firearm or two being involved in those thefts. So, you know, we do ask that people obviously remove things like the firearms, money. We had one sum of money that was stolen out of a car. Things like that, you know, either put it out of view and lock your car up or take it in the house with you when you go. That would help us tremendously.
I'm not seeing any arrest on that yet.
No, ma'am. Some of those are still being worked on.
Okay.
We have had some in the past months that were arrested. But right now, we've got a few leads on a couple of them because of video. But it is something that's still being worked on.
Do you feel like a broken record when you constantly have told people, lock it or lose it, lock it or lose it?
Sometimes you do feel like you say it an awful lot, and people may get tired of hearing it. But we do want to get that message out there to please lock your vehicles. As far as arrest, I'll go over each one individually. Sexual
These
assault.
These were the arrests for March.
Yes, ma'am. This was
okay.
All March arrest. For sexual assaults, we had one arrest, which we did have one report, so that report was closed out with an arrest. With what they call aggravated assault, one arrest. Harassment, we had five arrests. Domestic violence, we had four. Shoplifting, one. Thefts, we had four. And then, again, you go back to the theft reports, we had 11 reports, but only four arrests.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously some of those are still unsolved. Vehicle thefts, we had one arrest for it. The fraud in ID, like we talked about a while ago, was 6. Drug arrest, 46. Minor in possession of alcohol, 3. That's the underage drinking. Public intoxication arrest, 4. Resisting arrest, 1. Attempting to elude was 1. Failure to appear was 42. Pistol on the premises of another was 2.
What does that mean?
Generally, that the computer sometimes codes it a little different. It's generally a pistol without a permit.
Okay, all right.
Disorderly conduct, 2. Reckless endangerment, 1. DUI, there were 6 arrests. Improper lane usage is 1. Trespassing, 2. Tampering with evidence, 4. That generally comes with the drug arrest where they try to destroy the mm-hmm. drugs before they're arrested. Failure to possess a felon registration card was 1 arrest. The next total is one of my favorites. For the month of March, we had 2,111 calls for service.
2,111.
Yes, ma'am.
And unfortunately, the past year or so, 2,000 is about the average.
It has been about average. We've had quite a few for the past year or two. It's interesting for me because with that, you're looking at least that many phone calls going through our dispatchers. And, you know, that's not on top of, hey, how do I get to a certain place because of the detour? You know, you get a lot of other calls. But to have over 2,100 calls that you actually had service with
mm-hmm.
means a lot. 224 reports were done, 78 arrests with 139 charges.
Hmm.
So it was a busy month.
Very busy.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is also, isn't it like Dispatcher Month, National Public Safety Telecommunications Week.
Yes, ma'am, it
is. Which is the same as honoring the dispatchers.
It is. And our dispatchers do a great job. We've got a great team. And obviously, we can't do our job without them.
Right. The mayor even did a proclamation for them at the council meeting and then told us about it.
Yes, ma'am.
Here on the radio, and there's a Facebook post, so shout out and thank you to all of the dispatchers and all of our officers for handling so much in our fair town. Anything else that you want to mention?
No, ma'am, not at this time. You know, I will back up and go back to arts and crafts for just a minute. It was a great year at arts and crafts. Obviously, Friday was a little down because of the rain, but we had a huge turnout. And it was a great year for us. We did not deal with many problems. Parking issues were at a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great year. And you know, we appreciate everybody doing what they're supposed to do there. And that really helped us out.
It was a wonderful event. And
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You for y'all for helping keep us safe
thank
and
you, ma'am.
Crowds and under control. It was really
it was
do
a
we
great
have
year.
A head count by chance?
They may have. I don't. Okay. I know Saturday and Sunday was packed.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the head count was.
Okay. Thank you, Lieutenant Shane Nolte with the Fairhope Police Department. Fairhope Police joins us the second Wednesday of each month following the second Tuesday Coffee with the Cop.